Our guest on our Health Talk program this month, Chris Torres, joins us. Good to have you back. Only last time we visited was on the phone.
That's right. Thank you, Jim, for having me. It's such a pleasure to get to visit with you.
You get to come out.
That's right. You get to come out, get to be here, and see you in person.
Chris is the Chief Financial Officer of the Boone County Hospital, and I think it was probably shortly after you first came here. Right at the end of one fiscal year, and so you got like one whole fiscal year in, sort of. And this is the budget and the time that this is the one that you worked on and spent a lot of time on.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And the whole budget process is such a complex process. It's a group effort for sure. We include all of our department managers, and so getting to go through that process over these last 4 months has been very advantageous, very beneficial for me to be able to meet with the team and be a part of all of the meetings, all of the collaboration that it takes to pull together such a large budget.
So I know for some people, they'll say, well, Chris came from Texas, and you're going, what? You know, back then I said, what attracted you to this? And you said, you know, it just seemed to be the position that that was going to give me what I needed.
Yeah, that's right. And I always love to talk about this because I always love to say that I firmly believe it was God led, and this past year has been so evident of that. You know, just getting to work with just establishing all the relationships and all the contacts and being into the community and getting to see what a jewel Boone, Iowa is. You know, when we get to talk back with family, and you know, it's always we love it here, and you know, they're, are you coming back? And we're like, no, we love it here.
We love it here. It's hot and humid, but we have hot in Texas, and this has just got more humidity with it.
Well, I was thinking about that on the way, driving, getting in my truck and feeling that humidity. It's very similar to Texas humidity, especially Northeast Texas, where I'm from.
Okay.
The weather is almost identical. Except when you get to the winter.
Wintertime, yeah. That's
winter jobs, yes.
Well, we've got a lot of different things that we can talk about. And again, people, one of the things that has been going on here in the last year, and it's one of those goals that the board constantly gets updated on. I find it interesting because today's cash on hand from your part of the finance side, that's always been something. You know, doesn't matter who has been in charge as administrator and or finance officer, it's keeping that cash on hand. And there was a time way back when there wasn't a lot of cash on hand. A goal has been in the last year was what, 120 days, I think you
were? Yes, that was our goal, was 120.
And that's basically should something serious happen that we have resources that we can continue to operate.
That is correct. Yes, and it's a measurement of the strength of your organization. How far, how long can you go in the situation that you described? Mm-hmm. You know, a disaster or any time that we have a loss in operations. How many days can you go and still cover your expenses? And so to be at a to have a goal of 120, you know, is typical for the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good guideline to have 120 days of cash on hand. You know, that's 4 months, you know, to cover sure. expenses. So, you know, it was a good, we thought it was going to be a stretch goal, you know, for us this year. We ended up landing at around 150 days of cash on hand this year. So 30 days above our goal, which is phenomenal.
So that puts you at 5 months.
Puts us at 5 months. Yeah. That is correct.
And typically, as I can recall, I think a lot of times we were hovering around that 3 months, the 90 days or somewhere.
That's right. I've heard, I've went back and I looked at old minutes and records, and I've heard stories of, I remember when we were at 17 days of cash on hand. You know, that's bare, you know, 2 weeks into your payroll. You're you know, trying to make payroll. And so when you consider all of that and where we've come as we continue to move forward and grow, you know, it's a very critical metric to measure.
A lot of it comes from efficiencies. Again, that's one of the big things. You try to remain keeping everything efficient. You still want to be able to provide services. Again, a lot of it is the contractuals, getting those dollars in, and then Medicaid and Medicare.
That's right. Yeah, ensuring that that we're filing claims, that we're getting our claims out, and that we're receiving those payments as quickly as we can from the insurance, you know, just to be able to provide that better service on, you know, when we process all of that, and you know, able to get that into our financials and be able to see, you know, where we're at financially is the quicker the better, more efficient.
County hospital, like we are, is one of those where you offer service to anybody.
That's right.
Whether, you know, and then we'll work with what we have to help them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we encourage that, and that's our mission. You know, is always to put our patients first in any way, you know, that is, and to always strive to offer the best, highest quality of care that we can with the tools and systems that we have in place. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we look ahead and when we look at, you know, it's great to have, you know, very strong operations, very, very strong cash position. Mm-hmm. You know, that allows us to continue to reinvest in the quality for our patients. It allows us to reinvest in wages and benefits for our employees, to put our employees first, right up there with our patients. Allows us to really look into our infrastructure and you know, make that much stronger than as it's been.
People think about like the operating rooms in there, and we've done some retrofitting and some improvements there, but it was 25 years ago, I think. We just had 125th.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to go back and take a look at some of those old things, the old history of the hospital is in the old operating rooms and things like that.
I know. That was so intriguing, the different supplies and the different things that they used during that time. It was very intriguing.
Hopefully folks got a chance to see that. And it was a hot day, but that's okay. It was inside. At least the historical part of it was, too. But we did have a nice turnout for that. And over the years, we've had a lot of different things that have been going on. So let's talk a little bit about the capital things, because you are the one that gets to track all those capital projects and things like that. And we do have some work that's going on. We did have, obviously, the big one was the helipad and the roof. We got that done, taken care of. Then all of a sudden we discovered with the heavy rains, well, we got another area that's leaking a little bit. Quick fix on that?
It was a somewhat, we did get somewhat of a reprieve with some of the fixing and patching that we were able to do. We were able to see it while it was raining and see it. So we were able to get, you know, get attention on that very quickly, and then get us some time to where we can do more of a root cause analysis and more of an overhaul.
We didn't want Justin standing on the roof in the rainstorm. not a wise thing. Anyway, got some fixes there. We've done CAT scan? We've done a lot of big things that have been added up.
Yeah, MRI.
MRI.
Yeah, last year, yeah. We're, you know, looking to add another ambulance this year to our fleet.
Which, by the way, has kind of worked out pretty easy, pretty quick for you once again.
I know, yeah, once again. Yeah, we were able to move up on the list, so, you know, we're able to get access to a new ambulance about 6 months earlier than what was anticipated, so that's great.
For those that are wondering, when the decision was made that we were going to get two ambulances, two years ago, mm-hmm. I think, at that time, it was somebody else backed away from an order they had, so we had a chance to get them a little earlier than we anticipated.
Yes, that's correct.
And now we have, part of our tax asking is strictly focused for ambulance service and replenishing or keeping our fleet at at the level we need, because you got a decent sized county to cover.
Yes, that's right. And we also and then we also do go into other counties as well. And so it's a part of our strategy is to continue keeping our vehicles updated and keeping especially our ambulance, like you alluded to. There's just so much so many different types of situations that you know they go out to get called out to, and so you know always want to have them be as prepared as and in the best tools that they have.
Sure. Well, obviously we want to, and people do appreciate again, it's probably not a good day if they have to go for a ride in the ambulance, so let's try to make it as smooth as we can and be able to deal with what we've got there. Not inexpensive for ambulances. What are we talking? Roughly about about $500,000 or so nowadays for an outfitted one?
Nowadays, an outfitted one for an ambulance about $280,000.
Okay.
$280,000, yeah. So it keeps going up. I remember, 8-9 years ago, they were still in the 100,000s, but it continued going up.
Just to have them outfitted the way you need. So
that's right.
We have that. And, of course, people don't realize how often we don't really, you look at the ambulance and you say, oh, well, they look good. This one's got 100,000. This one's got 200,000, 400,000. I mean, it's nothing to have a lot of miles on them.
That's for
sure.
They're
moving a lot.
They're moving a lot. They can rack up miles very quickly. Yes.
Some of the other things, we mentioned not just the ambulances, but there are other things you're looking at capital-wise coming up in the next year, because this is all part of putting your you look 4 or 5 years down the road. You're always kind of planning ahead as far as you can.
Yes, yeah. It's always trying to plan as far ahead as we can, 5, 10 years, and that stays rolling. So we try to stay 5 to 10 years ahead, with each fiscal year. We look to invest again into even more so than what we have this past year. I know you had mentioned the helipad. That was a major expense last year. That was around $1.2 million last year. And so we are looking to reinvest in our facilities to solidify, just that foundation and allowing us to be able to build on that. And and I know also, it's been mentioned also in our board meeting, as we start looking at our master facility planning, and what that strategy is going to look like. Are we going to, be looking at a completely new renovation of our facilities, within the next five years, or, is the opportunity out there to potentially
find a new location?
Find a new location. Okay. That's also an opportunity and that we're, trying to balance. And so as we look at higher cash, you mentioned earlier, having very strong cash position, it's also it's very good to have that, but then also to find that balance, how are we using that cash, to reinvest in our facilities and our employees and, ultimately impacting our community and our patients.
Yeah, because I can think probably the kitchen could use some remodeling, maybe a little some new things. And I know you try to do the best you can with what you got there. But again, that's one of those areas that hasn't seen a lot of remodeling yet.
It's not
integral.
That's right. Not necessarily out in the seating areas, so much. We have we continue to upgrade the equipment, dish machine, refrigerator, those kind of things that we're upgrading. So if you were to go back to the back and you can see
some things have been done.
So yes, to your point, it's something that is we are looking at also, opportunity. Is there any opportunity to expand, now? But
And we did with, of course, the last addition back there 25 years ago or so with the new operating rooms and stuff like that. Again, those continue to need upgrading as well. It's not, equipment gets used a lot and new things are coming out all the time.
Yeah, it's like in healthcare, the word upgrade is just continue. I mean, it's like a part of life because with technology in healthcare, it's constantly changing, constantly being upgraded. And so when you take entire locations like our two surgery our yeah. surgery suites and wanting to keep that updated. Something that was we updated 5 years ago is already outdated, you yeah. know. And so yes, to your keeping that it's a continual process of looking at just again evaluating it constantly to see what upgrades are needed and yeah and then ultimately to put them in our budget and to get be able to get it done.
I was thinking one that having been there when my grandsons were there, but OB, which is a lot different now than what a lot of people remember even 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, it's such a when I look back, like yeah. at the stats just 3-4 years ago, and I say just 3 years ago, you know, we had 83 births,
yeah.
and then the very next year we went up to I think it was 115. Yeah. So big
and
jump.
And going up past that this time.
And this past year, we hit 140. And so we're continuing to budget those strong increases. But what's phenomenal, and I was mentioning this to someone else, when we get to meet with our directors once a quarter, we meet with all of our directors mm-hmm. on our quarterly meetings. And they get to share their patient experience, their patient surveys, and to see that they're like 99%, good patients wanting to recommend, the sure. OB. It's just phenomenal, because that's consistent. It's 99%, 100% each and every survey. And so it just speaks to that department, that area, and all the good work that they're doing.
I was going to say part of the facilities, but the other part is that staff that really
yeah,
is with those patients.
It provides that one-on-one care and yeah, all of our...
And having all of our doctors that are delivering babies.
And that's just phenomenal. We've talked, on with you just over mm-hmm. this last year about how much we've looked at expanding, our providers in that area.
Sure.
And so that is, that we've seen, tremendous benefits on that. And the volume is showing that.
Part of that, of course, Michaela, when she came in, that was like a mission.
That's correct.
It's
yes.
like a number one goal, continue to be able to do it. Because there are hospitals that don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they don't. And the word OB desert was a newer term for me, coming mm-hmm. from Texas. But, learned real quick what that was and realizing that there were so many hospitals that were closing that service line. I just felt, again... For one, just being so honored and blessed to come here, and for this role, but then also to be able to know that we're still providing and offering services that are not being provided just within, a 100-mile radius of us and, that they've closed and different things. And so to be able to look back at all the decisions that prior administrators made to keep these services alive just speaks to, just the that commitment.
Yep. But it's a big part of what
big
we
part
want.
Of who we are. Yeah.
One of the things I did want to ask a little bit about because people might not know. Okay, so our surgeries that are going on here, some of these are quite beneficial for our bottom line. Some of the surgeries are. We do have regular surgeries that are going on. Basically the orthopedic ones that we made that transition to capital and looks right now like they are going to continue to do a lot of procedures here.
Yes, that's our hope that we will be able to offer more services, more of those type of yeah. services, orthopedic type services to Boone County, to those residents. And then also, we are seeing some just due to the a quality of our docs. We are yep. seeing some patients come outside the county, and visiting and having
sure.
Those type of points. But yeah, it's really to be able to expand that care to our own residents, our own county, here in Boone. And I do foresee that that's going to continue to grow that service area.
And we also have the the recovery aspect of it would be physical therapy and those opportunities to be able to get it all done right here.
Right here, yeah, and that's what's so great. Ethan Patterson, he's been so great. He started shortly after I did last year,
okay.
and man, they've In fact, one of the leaks that we had was in PT, and they were just so great about it. When, like you were saying, we jumped on and we were able to get that resolved. But the whole area, the group of the whole group down there in PT, OT, speech, just phenomenal. We've had, again, going back to patient surveys, we've had such high raves and reviews from our patients, you know, and just over this last year. So again, it's a good supplement to, you know, the whole orthopedic service line.
On the service area, we do have, again, our specialty clinics. We've added a couple of things there. Urology is one where we've kind of expanded some of those opportunities. Again, cardiac is just, that's always a big one too. So we've got some opportunities there, and we've seen some growth in those areas.
We have, and we continue to see growth and in those areas, which we've had so much growth that when we talk strategy, you know, for the next 5-10 years is also building. One of our strategy is to build our financial systems, that foundation in build upon what is already there and enhance the financial tools that will allow us to scale with this growth that we're having, like you mentioned, in cardiac. We're seeing, you know, growth in so many different areas. Just about everywhere you look, you know, we're seeing growth, you know, each and every month. So, you know, we want to have the tools in place, the financial tools in place that'll also help us help us grow.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about, again, back to the facility actually itself. Obviously, kind of landlocked for our hospital. The clinics, we got two clinics in Boone. We got a clinic down in Madrid. We got a clinic in Ogden. And walk-in. We'll throw all of that in here. So there's a lot of spaces out there and stuff like that. Not inexpensive to keep all of those going. Do we the board take time to look at these? Is this all part of the facility, overall facility? Things that they take into account. Again, obviously no decisions being made, but you got to start looking at this.
That's right. Yes. And they are, you know, like you'd mentioned, we do look at all of our areas, especially from a cost reporting standpoint. You'd mentioned earlier, you know, since we are a critical access hospital, you know, we file a cost report every single year, and it's almost like a tax return. And so when we, being a critical access hospital, there are certain guidelines and our guardrails and that we need to follow, regulations. And a part of that is looking at all of our square footage, you know, and that includes all of our external locations, like you had mentioned, our clinics, and how that impacts our cost report, and being able to shift offices around different things like that basically is approved by Medicare. So yeah, all of that is all considered and looked at, and that's a lot of times what makes the process so complex, because there's so many pieces to the puzzle.
There's a lot of data to follow.
So much, yes.
So we have wrapped up the most recent fiscal year, and I know you're going to start working with the auditors, or if they might have already been in, but you feel pretty good about how the last fiscal year went?
Yeah, very, very good. I feel very good about it. They're coming in 2 weeks, actually, going to be on site. But yes, we're wrapping up their fiscal year. We do take a little extra time before we close our financials, just to make sure we capture everything. But one of our goals is always to be audit ready. And so throughout the year, you know, we're continually, you know, researching why things are posting the way that they are, just to be audit ready. We're continually reconciling our accounts at any point. And then too, we work with the auditors throughout the year on different audit accounting functions.
And they come in and say, or they'll let you know and say, how is this looking? And
it's very critical that you have a good close ties with your auditors even throughout the year.
Well, we're coming up for it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities, events, things that are coming up. I know you got a few. I always like to let Michaela wrap up with what she calls the wins.
Yeah.
And so, we've got a lot of different events that are coming up that are going to be wins for people.
Yeah. So I know we mentioned one earlier, the 125th. That was such a big win, great event to be a part of. And it also allowed me to reflect and be wowed, honestly, by 125 years to be in a community and to be able to serve our community and serve our patients in this manner. Just so tremendous to be a part of. We were going to have our golf tournament on the foundation yesterday. That got postponed to August 21st. So we're looking forward to
that. Course a little bit wet.
Course was a little, yeah. And so, and I know that we're also having an event. It's called Bingo Size, which is an interesting event. And that's going to be, actually going to be like a 10-week program, but that's going to run from August 26th through the 30th. So that's going to be another event coming up, for our community members.
You have Lisa and a few others are still getting food out to the schools, going to Ogden on Tuesdays and Madrid on Wednesday and Boone on Thursday.
That's right. Yeah, tremendous success with that. I don't have the final numbers, but I know that it's...
Neither do they.
I know it's going to be close to 1,000 meals. We may be up to that number. Yeah. But yeah, it's such a good response also from our community to be able to help with that and be able to allow us to distribute all of that.
One of those where when you get that little earlier start on it, you can really get the support built up.
Yeah, so we had great support this year.
It's been very busy. So the Board of Trustees did not meet this month, have their next regular meeting coming up here in August.
Yeah, in August. Yes, that's right.
Chris Torres is the finance officer, chief financial officer for the Boone County Hospital. He's been our guest on our Health Talk program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.